This is Randy.
Hey, Randy, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. So you had a question on your file, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second. I'm bringing up.
Okay. Yeah, I figured it's going to be easier to do this purchase through a dealership than private sellers.
Okay. So, let's just bring this up. National. And are you switching to vans, from what I understand?
Yeah.
Not trucks, correct?
Right, cargo vans.
Gotcha. Alright.
Yeah, we were either going to do box trucks or cargo vans. We decided on cargo vans.
And do you currently have a working capital loan with us or one of our affiliates?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You're not looking for any additional funding at this time, is that correct?
Right. Just the equipment financing.
Gotcha.
I don't think I'm going to do a refi or a new loan on that capital loan until we get the one we have paid off, and then I'll look at it from there. So.
Yeah, there's whatever makes you most comfortable. So
at least I know we've got a great track record with you guys, so we can do it at any time because we're past the halfway point. So, yeah
you know, it really was whatever makes you most comfortable. So are you getting a forklift as well or no?
No. Okay. The company that we're looking at, the forklift, they actually offer their own financing.
Okay.
So, but the question would be, should we need it, would we be able to access more as long as it's like a certain minimum or...
I mean,
If we need it.
I think the reality is your company's existing, so a lot of our clients have multiple loans with us, so I really wouldn't see that being a huge issue. Can I guarantee anything? No, but there's something horribly wrong. So I have a question for you. I've got our Linda's information, and you're showing... I'm working on getting you the best possible tricing. I've got a question for you. You're showing up on the business recredit report as a president of the company, but you're not an owner, correct? Correct.
That is correct, yeah.
So...
She is the owner, the principal, I am the officer.
Okay. So she's 100% shareholder of the business, correct?
Oh, yeah. She owns it all.
All right. Well, we kind of piecemealed... And what's you're an officer, but you don't ever sign on any transactions. You don't have your social involved in any business loans, correct?
I don't have my social involved on anything, but I sign on everything.
Explain that to me.
Okay, so when I do, like, enrollments with the state or the counties, the only thing I'm not on is the bank account, basically.
Okay. But you're not.
If I make all of the decisions, all of the purchasing requests come from me. It's just I don't sign the checks.
Oh, okay. I mean, here's what I would tell you. So I've actually got a nice pre-approval on a program that's significantly cheaper than the one we discussed. But one thing my credit officer wants to do, I'm just going to read you to them. We'd like to get this appeal. We'd like to get this deal approved at the pricing discussed, but we're seeing some conflicting information on ownership. We're seeing Randy Marowitz as the president. Please provide him as a guarantor or provide proof of ownership to get this deal moving forward. So,
can you
send me like a K-1 or something to verify that you or something to verify she owns 100% of the business?
We've already done that with you guys.
Okay, give me one second.
Yeah. I signed off on the last loan. I was the president. So, I mean, I guess I'm confused because companies have officers that don't own companies. So, I mean, it's...
Okay. So...
Yeah, you have... I mean, if you got an owner, that's what she does is she owns. She's not involved in any of the operations, past ownership, and, you know, having to sign checks.
All right. So, I think when I'm talking about ownership, or when I'm talking about signing off, I'm talking about signing off equals social security number to me. So give me one second here, and let me just...
Yeah, she'll be the one that signs off on the loan, not me.
Okay.
I'm just going out and doing all the legwork for the equipment.
I understand that. If you're not an owner on paper, that's all they care about. Give me one second.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Let me see what transactions they have, because You applied in 14, so let me just pull the files real quick, and let's see what I have on hand. It might just be old information. Give me one second.
I think that's where it gets confusing, because OnDeck approaches us directly for the renewal.
Yeah, it's okay. OnDeck does it. Short-term financing has different requirements than long-term financing. It's like a mortgage has different. Yeah,
so, I got you.
So I can try to like look through all our archives, but would it be possible? Did you file returns for 15? Or are you on extension?
I think we're on an extension. Yeah, because I haven't seen any returns for 15 yet, so are on an extension.
Can you do me a favor? After this conversation, would you mind just sending me a copy of your extension and the 14K1, just so I can knock that out?
You can email Ray for it. I don't have any of that. I'm not the finance manager.
Oh, no worries. What's
so, okay, so you guys are trying to just establish that I don't own any part of the company?
No, we don't care about you. Yeah, we're just trying to verify she owns 100% of the business, correct?
Yeah, she still does. That hasn't changed.
Cool,
from
perfect.
The initial application, yeah. So, yeah, you have Ray's email, the billing at NATLHOMEMOD.com.
You're a little fast for me, sorry. Billing at?
Billing at. It's my email address, but instead of Randy M., it's billing at.
All right.
Okay. NATL. HOMEMOD.com.
Okay. I'm just going to type a little verification of our Linda ownership.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, because I don't want to ask you for your social if you didn't provide it on other loans, no problem.
Exactly. From what you and I discussed last week, her social was already run for the approval. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a highly discounted program that I'm shooting for you. It's just they want to verify ownership of the business. That's it.
Right. Okay. That's fine. So when you say highly discounted, what are we looking for? What are we looking at?
Let's just look it up.
I have my lunch in here, so I don't want to go yet.
Oh, okay.
I need to put that in the fridge, so I'm not going to eat it now.
Here, give it to me. Well, I'll put it in the fridge while we're talking.
Here.
Justin,
he's just putting my lunch away in there.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think assuming this gets an approval on this program, it's a separate program. Yeah. I think you're looking at payments probably in the high fives. So if you did it over 5 years, probably saving a minimum of $2,500, if not $3,500 in interest. So significant savings.
Right. Is there any penalty for overpayment, prepayment, anything like that? Is there any penalty for prepayment?
No, but I can walk you through it. So an equipment finance agreement, it's going to be a business loan or finance agreement with a structured fixed payment. Mm-hmm. You're typically responsible for taking the approval till term, so it's a non-cancelable payment. On certain programs, we'll include actually a discount for paying off early. On most of our programs, it can range from 0 to 4% by paying off early, and I'll walk you through all numbers in writing and on over the phone so you have all your options. What I would tell you, though, is, and my experience is this, there's a lot of going on what I refer to as chasing in this industry, and what happens is a customer on any type of loan product, they get a 12-month working capital loan, they want to pay it off early. Then they get a 5-year equipment loan, they want to pay it off early. But they never do. Or they get a 3-year term and they want to extend to 5. I strongly suggest with these approvals, customers deciding a term that they want to do and then doing that to the normal term. So there's really
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's like maybe we'd be better off taking 4 years instead of 5.
Exactly. And I think that's, you're beating me to the punch. I think a lot of customers see it from a 2-year versus a 5-year, and that's just way too much of a chasm. I honestly suggest 3 or 4 year terms if someone wants to pay off early, because it's going to give you the flexibility to have less payback without jacking your payment up.
True. I agree with that. So I have a question for you, because we've talked to the dealership.
Okay.
And we want to go down. We're actually in the car. There's three of us in the car now getting ready to go down and look and test drive. What do I leave them with? If I know that we have the financing, even if we didn't get approved for this discounted approval, please tell me you don't have to run her credit again for that.
No, I would ask before doing anything. I know that's a sensitive matter, and I'd give you guys all information. I'm not here to waste
your time. You got to get that from her. So you're saying you would have to, or you wouldn't?
I don't know. Before I would press send, I would let you know.
Okay. So you would actually need to let her know.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it's not my Social Security number. But if we went off of the other structure, and this is what we had already put in the budget, where you had told me that it was $25,000 over 5 years, we were looking at $651 a month or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm okay with that, is what I'm saying. So
okay.
Get in the high fives to save $50 or $60. I really don't care. I want to get these vans. So the question would be, if we find something that we like today, what do I need to say to the dealership, knowing that Bank of Cardiff had already given us an approval for $25,000?
Okay, so it's pretty simple. So that's a good question. What you're going to do is this. You're going to ask for a copy of the front and the back of the title. A copy,
uh-huh.
Not the original. You're just doing
right.
That to see a chain of ownership and if there's any financing owed on it. You're going to ask
okay.
the dealer for a copy of their dealer license. So that's just a dealer number that shows they're allowed to do. They're in your same state, correct?
Yes, they are. Hold on.
So they should probably be doing DMV titling work for your company. We'll advise them how
they
to do that. Cool.
They do all of that there. Hold
cool.
on a second. Let me see here. They've already used them before. All right, hold on a second. I have to put this in my notes so I know what to...
And just regarding your creditable question, just to answer that, so I think one of the things you're referring to, and it's very commonplace in the mortgage industry, is when you run your credit for each lender you go to, there'll be what's called a tri-merge. So there'll be three bureaus pulled, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. So
yep.
Essentially, you're getting it shotgun each time. It's a multiplier effect. The way that our programs work is, for example... Your first approval, your credit was run, or her credit was run on Equifax. But the other approval I'm talking about, and I will discuss it with her, just, you know, it's a TransUnion pull. So there's not all these multiple pulls. It's not getting tri-merged each time. I just want you to be aware of that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So dealer license, copy, front and back of the title.
And the bill of sale.
You want to make sure that they have clear title, right?
Well, yeah, it's a chain of ownership. Yeah, it's required. And also to see if there's, you know, salvage, VIN numbers, all that stuff. It's not a salvage vehicle, correct?
It's not. What else?
Okay. And then a bill of sale or invoice.
Invoice is probably what we'll need. All right. So an invoice, the dealer license, copy of front and back of the title. And what do? We fax that in to you?
You can fax or email it over to me.
What's the fax number?
888-234-
yeah.
0177.
That's directly to you?
It's to our admin department. It's an e-fax, so it'll get forwarded to me.
Okay.
So let me walk you through the funding process, since this is a title vehicle. I like to do this up front so people don't feel frustrated, dealers don't hassle you. So
okay.
I can make your documents today, all right? Now,
yeah.
all of our equipment transactions can fund typically in 24 to 48 hours, with the exception of title vehicles, because there's notaries. So what you would do is, you would notarize the documents. In a perfect world, you're going to get your documents in a FedEx to me today. I live in an imperfect world, so I'd assume you'd FedEx it to me tomorrow, but I'd get copies of this evening or first thing tomorrow. I'd send your transaction in for funding review. We do two types of funding review. One is we do the equipment, the document funding review. That's very quick. The next, actually, we do a title search. Realistically, if we had faxed documents on Tuesday morning with the originals being overnighted to us, we could have probably funding be cleared, I'd say, by Wednesday morning. So it's very and we wire, so it's very reasonable for us to expect to wire your vendor by Wednesday afternoon. It is not reasonable for us to expect your vendor to be paid by tomorrow afternoon. I just want you to be aware of that, because we work with dealers
that's
all the time.
Fine. That's fine. We're not in that big of a rush. I just want to get it done this week.
Oh, no, absolutely.
purchased and agreed upon this week. If I can't pick them up until next week, I don't care.
Okay, no, we have dealers that like we have dealers that call us that say, hey, and we have dealers that are nice, but I've worked with clients whose dealers have called us and said, well, the customer said they sent the documents to you, and we're like, yeah, we don't get them and just pay you. So I just like to let people know that up front. But yeah, that's the funding process you're looking at. Getting paid by this week, very reasonable. That's an easy expectation.
Okay, so I've got your fax number. I also have your email address, I believe. What's your email address?
It's rgoldstein@bankofcardiff.com. I just sent you an email.
All right, well, I'm not in the office, so at bankofcardiff.com.
Yeah, it's in there.
Is there two F's in that?
Yes. Yeah, and you can also send it to Soraya, and she can email it to you. I work with her directly.
Okay. Done. All right, I got your information. So right now, I go down to the dealership and I look. Let's say I like something. I'll get the information that I need, get that over to you, and then if you get me the packet, I'll sign everything or get her to sign off or whatever we need to do, and we'll go ahead and FedEx that over to you.
That's correct.
Okay. So we'll at least go right now. If they ask for any good faith money, we'll drop something off just to hold the vehicles today. So,
that's fine.
That's not a problem, and then we'll just apply that to the purchase price, really. So,
correct.
Whatever it is, you know, I'll just see if we can drop like $500 on each vehicle or something.
Correct.
So,
and then they'll include sales tax as well, correct?
Yeah, sales tax, tax tag and title, probably a plate fee too.
Yeah, and you can finance that as well. You don't have to pay it out of pocket.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. I will be in touch with you very shortly.
All right, Ruben. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.